How do you say there, pal?
What is today? Wednesday, the 27th. We're getting awfully close to the 1 year. Yeah, late August, hot as hell yesterday, fun times with the kids. Gotta tell you, there's a neighbors next to us that, there's a grandma and grandpa that live in the basement, and their daughter married this IT guy, and they have three kids. And they got foreclosed on, I think, basically. Which means they got to leave that house in 2 weeks. And I've been thinking, it's been kind of an emotional deal. There's a swing that they used to have out front, and the grandma and grandpa gave it to us. We've got a good relationship with them, Rocky and next door Nana. And then the kids, just the daughter and the son-in-law, jacklegs. It's just painful to watch them, how they carry on with their kids, what they do. It's just silly. But at any rate, you know, Rocky really has filled a void in my life since he passed a year ago. He's one of those guys that we had bullshit about politics, just talk about shit. He was gregarious and very willing to help me put that fence up this year. And he's just a good guy. I can tell he's had something in the past that's happened that precluded him from going back to Washington, which is where he had a house, or doing whatever he used to do. And you know, I get that feeling that he's a second chance, but he's just been around so much, and he's so storied, and he's a good guy. And you know, the funny thing is that I was going to tell him how much he's meant to me since you've been gone. And you know, it's funny, his name's Rocky, which is your favorite movie character, and it's just been a cool thing. You know, that's when you know the gods are smiling. And people like that come on your doorstep. And there were lots of old tales that guy told, but you know what? God bless him. There's a lot of people that don't say anything. And sometimes I'm much more susceptible and perceptive to bullshit than anything else. And at any rate, the most painful part of this is that the next door Nana, Miles goes bananas for and loves to go down and hug, and they both crave it. And to know that that little kid's gonna not have it anymore is hard for my brain to wrap its hands around. And I made a little video this morning of him running down and saying hi to her, and I always wanted him to know, you know, that she loves that little guy and she's gonna be there. And it's just, it's going to be his first real time dealing with that. Oh, God. Anyway, we all got to deal with it throughout our lives, and this will be the time that he's going to, I mean, this is going to be like his childhood pet, but, you know, he's always going to find something to fall in love with, that kid. And we'll just have to help him deal with it. All right, that's all I got. I can't think about this anymore. Anyway, I don't know if I've talked about politics lately, but the Obama rhetoric, anti-Obama rhetoric by all the right-wingers that voted for McCain and that are upset about this health care plan are making a big stink and a noise about Obama and his thing. It just, it was inevitable. The backlash against him, because it's Obama, pretty much, socialism and all this shit is just inevitable, and it's just such hokey bullshit, especially in light of the 8 dark years that their little pal Bush led us through. It's just like, you know, I hate to use Bush as a measuring stick against someone like Obama, but you have to use the Republicans as a measuring stick to it, because it's the other party, and it's like, what the fuck, man? You know? It's like, you guys drug us into the ground, and now we got somebody that's trying to bring us back to life, and you're fucking gonna trounce him as a socialist? It's like, that's the only fucking weak argument they have in their toolbox. So, at any rate, it's all about the little pleasures in life, I think. That's night. I was looking through some journals of mine, and I was putting one of Carrie's journals away, one of her precious ones that accidentally went to school with Miles, so it could be stowed away. And I found one that I used to fill journals, you know. And I found one of these here that I had filled up, and it's fucking cool, you know. There's something about the weight of paper bound between a spine. Now I do it on an iPod and electricity or on a computer, which is fine with me. You got to graduate to certain levels. So much easier to keep up with. So much, I don't know, for archival and permanency purposes. But at any rate, it's funny how we've evolved, how we've marched forward. It's cool. Very cool. Life is a very, very cool thing. And all of its beauty and all of its heartache. At the end of the day, I dig it. I dig it the most. All right, pal. That's all I got. Keep on knocking a home run out there on the other side. As I take you out with the mystery song, I don't even know what I got in here. Let's see what I got. Let's see.
Wait.
You got them big fucking floppy kicks. Uh-oh. Are you exercise a lot?
Oh. Jerky boys. I've introduced some scent to it.
But he likes, you know, he likes contestants on the show that are in shape, you know?
Hold on. Wait. Here we go. This is for you, pal.
Hello.
Hey, do I see a guy there in the blue toys? Are you guys offering top-level positions in baseball?
But first of all, you do me a favor. Shut those fucking bastards up behind you.
I'm at work right now. My boss isn't on call because this job is a piece of shit job. I'm looking for real work.
Yeah, real work, like in the major leagues.
I don't know if I'm ready for major leagues, but I'm definitely ready for the minor leagues.
No, no, no. We don't do minor leagues, son. I'm a top agent. My name is Silverman. Shut that motherfucker up so I can hear you.
You don't hear me?
No, that fucking... Who is that guy with the mouth?
I'm a salesman.
Well, who's the big man behind you?
Oh, he's another salesman.
Put him on the fucking phone.
He's taking care of a customer.
All right, would you tell him to shut his fucking mouth? I don't need to hear that shit when I'm trying to talk to you.
Okay.
What do you want to do? You want to race a car? You want to play baseball? What the fuck do you want?
I want to play baseball.